Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Stanford route in the building, in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It is Wednesday, which means Stanford is here. Texans facing Phillip Rivers on Sunday. You face Phillip Rivers twice a year for the majority of your NFL career. What are the Texans up against, and what's up with this corny trash talk your man's got going on every time he steps on the field?
Oh, wow. With Phillip Rivers, you're going against one of the best that's ever done it. You're going against somebody that believes in his arm. He never met a throw that he didn't like, and he can make every throw on the field. He's from North Carolina, country boy, but I think that so many people gravitate to him as far as his teammates that believe in him. He's a leader. And no matter what, he is going to go down swinging. Even if they lose the game, he is going to go down swinging no matter what. Now, he does get interception happy at times, and that's when you got to really pounce on him. But other than that, he's a guy that balls to the wall, is going to do everything he can to try to help his team win.
What was your wow moment with Phillip Rivers? What was the moment when you said, you know what? This guy's legit. This guy's a Hall of Famer.
I would say, as far as the Hall of Famer, I'm not sure about that. I think he is going to go to the Hall of Fame. But yeah, my first wow moment was when he got drafted back in 2004. He sat behind Drew Brees. 2005, he sat behind Drew Brees. And then all of a sudden, his first year as a starter in 2006, they go 14-2. Mm-hmm. He goes to the Pro Bowl. You got LaDainian Tomlinson, Antonio Gates. That's all those guys out there in San Diego. And the way that he was able to fill in for Drew Brees and not even miss a beat and go 14-2, we all in our meeting room when we were writing down the ballots for the Pro Bowl, because it was the San Diego Chargers at the time, obviously, you know, rivalry, this, that, and the other, Warren Sapp stood up. He said, guys, I know that we're not supposed to vote for him because obviously San Diego and we're supposed to hate them. He said, but this guy has been balling.
Yeah.
And he was.
And you listened to Sapp, huh?
Yeah.
You better listen to Sapp.
I mean, dude, they went 14-2 his first year as a starter after Drew Brees left. They didn't miss a beat. Went to the Pro Bowl, this, that, and the other. And he's just somebody that can make all the throws. That's the biggest thing about him. I want to say 2007 when he played with a torn ACL in the AFC Championship game, that was real big and ballsy in my eyes. And I think that he's just an all-around quarterback's quarterback. He's never going to go down as
How do you play him?
You got to pressure him. You got to pressure him, and you have to flush him out of the pocket. With certain quarterbacks, you got to pressure them from the outside, like an Aaron Rodgers, because you want to keep them in the pocket. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Watson, you want to pressure them from the outside. Keep them in the pocket, because guys who are mobile, like a Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, Aaron Rodgers, when they elude the pocket, and when they're scrambling, letting those receivers get extra time to go ahead and break free from coverage, that's when they're deadly, especially Aaron Rodgers. And even now, Deshaun Watson, they're deadly. Certain quarterbacks, you want to push them out of the pocket because they're statues. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Phillip Rivers, they're statues. They don't want to move. They don't want to be mobile. Mm-hmm. You push them out of the pocket because that's when they're a fish out of water. You got to pressure him, but you have to pressure him from up the middle. Make him elude the pocket. That's when he's a fish out of water. And you also got to have tight coverage. And you also have to disguise. You got to confuse him because he's seen everything. So if you go out there and play a vanilla scheme, what the Texans like to do a lot of the time, he's going to easily eat you up.
Before we go around the NFL.
Uh-oh, we have it?
He got me, man. I said 21. Oh. I said 21. Let's
Come
hear
on,
it.
Come on, Landry.
Yeah, I got to buy Stanford some a sandwich. Go ahead, hit it, Figgy. What are the main reasons? What's the motivation for number 21 to leave Jacksonville?
Oh.
I was trying to combine 20-1. Live radio happens. Stanford Route was right.
It kind of sounded.
I asked Stanford Route.
I mean, Stanford got you. You're right. But it kind of sounded like you wanted to say for number 20 to want to leave Jacksonville.
Yeah, well, I was trying to
but
say.
But you said 21.
But I was thinking the one reason that he wants to, that number 20 wants to leave, but I combined it. Stanford called me on. I was wrong. I was Stanford lunch.
I prefer Uber Eats over DoorDash and Grubhub.
Yeah, I'm not wasting my money on Uber Eats, Stanford. So, I'll just bring it here. I'll just bring it here and let it sit till you get here. I'll bring it here at 8 a.m. when I come in. It'll be waiting for you at 12:45 next week. You were talking about the NFL. We were talking about the NFL during the break. Obviously, it's early, but there's a couple crazy things that are going on in the NFL. First of all, John Ross leads the league in receiving.
I know, crazy.
Wide receiver out of Cincinnati. Lamar Jackson is completely rolling with the Baltimore Ravens. And there's all the injuries and all that kind of stuff. How much of the most surprising stuff do you think is sustainable, and what is some stuff that might be early season fool's gold?
Wow, there's not too many things that I see right now that I believe are sustainable. I think Lamar Jackson has played great so far early on in this season. I think Dak Prescott has played great as well. Both of them would be front runners for MVP award if it was announced today. I don't see either one of them both playing at this level throughout the remainder of the season. I don't see them stinking. I don't see them stinking up the joint, right, but I do not see them playing at this level for the remainder of the season. But if they do, kudos to them. John Ross, I think for somebody who everybody thought was a bust, he can't play. Cincinnati thinking about trading him, things like that. For him to go ahead and come out these first two games and be leading the league in receiving yards, I think that's great for him. I don't think that that's going to last. I would probably have to go with, so far right now, the San Francisco 49ers being 2-0. I think that's something that they can sustain. Not go undefeated, but I look for San Francisco to actually have
a good
year.
Got a winnable one this week again.
Yeah.
There aren't too many trends that I've seen early on that I feel are sustainable throughout the 16-game
grind. What
about
Patrick Mahomes playing like a god?
I mean, come on.
I mean, that's just a given.
I mean, it's stupid.
That's the MVP.
Yeah, I mean, like, now, is Pat Mahomes, I believe I saw on another network the other day that he's on pace for, what is it, 6,000 yards and what, 56 touchdowns?
He has 8 touchdowns, no interceptions.
Yeah, now, do I see him throwing for 56 this year? No, I don't. It's simply because
at this point, I'm not really willing to put anything off the table.
I mean, anything's possible, but at some point, this guy has to
say that.
At this point, this guy has to at least come down a stratosphere.
He is facing Baltimore this week.
Yeah, like, he has to come down a stratosphere or two at least sometime, because, I mean, what's this guy going to be throwing for 70 touchdowns in about 3 years?
It's going to be 100.
So I think that he definitely is a phenomenal once-in-a-generation arm talent. There's no question about that. I look for him to probably finish somewhere around maybe 44 touchdowns
this
year.
Oh, just 44?
Yeah. Not 50, not 50 or anything like that.
Overrated.
He's terrible. So he would have to, for him to get 44, he would have to have 36 touchdowns in the final 14 games. It just seems like
he can do that.
It seems like he can do that to sleep. He can do that to sleep. The Lamar Jackson thing, I think, is interesting because 2 weeks in, he's faced the Dolphins and he's faced the Cardinals. And this week, he faces the Chiefs. And while the Chiefs are a good team, that's a very bad defense.
Yes.
Jacksonville dissected the Chiefs, 400 yards of total offense. So they dissected them. And also, if you look at his division, Cincinnati's not great. Cleveland, they're all right. Pittsburgh's without Ben Roethlisberger. So if Lamar Jackson's going to get exposed, it could be later in the season, Stanford.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that sooner or later, him and Dak Prescott are going to come back down to earth a little bit, to put it mildly.
Dak's getting that bread right now, though.
Yeah,
he's going to get that 30 now.
Dak's going to get paid. Yeah. Like, we already know that.
But he's going to get paid Dak, now.
But just like, and one of my closest
there's
friends.
Paid and there's paid.
One of my closest friends is a huge Cowboys fan. Mm-hmm. And he has been a detractor from Dak for ever since he got drafted. And I've been telling him for the past 2 years, I said, listen, anything short of the Cowboys going 0-16 and Dak leading the league in interceptions, Dak is going to be your quarterback for the next 5-6 years, period. And I think that Dak entered that 28, 29, 30, 31, or whatever he's going to get paid. I think he entered that tax bracket about a year ago, to be honest with you. Now he's just solidifying, hey, you know how you guys were kind of doubting me? Well, here it is, and you better go ahead and read and weep.
He entered it, but, I mean, what he's doing, like, if he continues this, then I don't know how many people can really question him. You know what I mean?
Because,
like, he's
shut a lot of people up. Because you can make the argument, same thing for Lamar Jackson. The first two games for the Cowboys, look who it was against, the Giants. I mean, come on. And then the Redskins, I mean, like Josh Norman, outside of that 1 year in Carolina, 2015, he was all pro, made to the Pro Bowl. What has Josh Norman done for the Washington Redskins since he signed there?
Well, the counter I would have, and I feel like we're doing a negotiation on Dak right now, which I'm kind of enjoying, Stanford route here going around the NFL on Sports Radio 610, is I could say, well, yeah, that's true. But unlike Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott has finished top five in MVP voting before.
Yes, but Dak Prescott finishing top five in MVP voting is simply because he's the quarterback of America's team.
Nah, he had a damn good year his rookie year, though.
Absolutely. Did he have a better year than Aaron Rodgers? Did he have a better year than Tom Brady?
It was a good year. Now, if I want to come on your side, though, and I'm just doing a negotiation myself, I think it would have been in the best interest of the Cowboys to sign Zeke Elliott maybe 1 week or 2 weeks in the season if you really want to try to have things come back your way. Because now Zeke's been on the field every time, and you can make a case that Zeke Elliott is still the straw that stirs the drink.
Of course.
I thought the opportunity to see him without Zeke, which he struggled when Zeke was suspended, would have been another good opportunity for the Cowboys.
Yeah, I think so too. And just to you, the point that you just made, I would have probably done something like that just to go ahead and send a message to Zeke for how he handled this. Mm-hmm. Should Zeke have gotten paid? No question. I think he's earned it. 3 years in the league, two of those years leading the league in rushing, but it's how he went about it. I would have made him sweat a little bit longer. I still would have given him his money.
But I would have made
him sweat just a little bit longer. And then also, you get a chance to see how Dak actually plays without Zeke in the fold. So if you're the brass for the Dallas Cowboys, Stephen Jones and Jerry Jones, and you don't want to pay him that $35 million or the $40 that he's demanding, you actually have a leg to stand on as far as why you feel he doesn't deserve that much.
Zeke's got two nose rings, man. That looks painful.
What about the Colts? Are we supposed to be buying on Jacoby Brissett?
I like the Colts, man. I don't think that the Colts are going to be some juggernaut this year, but I think Jacoby Brissett, even watching him in his days back in New England when they beat the Houston Texans on that Thursday night, I believe it was 2016, I believe. I like Jacoby Brissett. I don't think he's going to be in the Pro Bowl this year, anything like that.
Breaking news.
But yeah. I like the Indianapolis Colts team. I like the team setup. Obviously, they barely lost to the Los Angeles Chargers in week one. They go and they then beat your Tennessee Titans, who you think is going to win the division.
I think they're good.
In week two. I think that Indianapolis is a team that could sneak up on certain people this year. One other trend that I just thought about that I definitely think it is going to last the length of the season.
Save it. Let's get it next. Okay. Let's get it next. Stanford Route is about to call his shot.
That's a tease, Stanford.
We've been calling shots here all day. Stanford Route's about to call his shot, and he's also going to grade the trash talk of Philip Rivers, which he's all too familiar with. That's next.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.